Simen Shin Yadalad, we're holding in the middle of Sif Aleph. We said that even though usually ain't binyan vestir b'kelim, by something that's a binyan mamish, there could be a case of binyan vestir b'kelim. We differentiated between a chavis, a barrel that was once broken, had to be fixed, and there you could break it to take things out of it, but a chavis shlema, a strong barrel, there to break it to take things out of it will be aser. It's a problem of stira, because a chavis is a keli gomer, and to break it is a real problem of stira, even though usually ain't binyan vestir b'kelim, here will be aser. And even if you do it in the way that's a mekalkel, it's ruining it, so it's not mlech matsheva, still be aser drabanan. The bir agro, he's mekal, and he holds that there's no problem of stira, even by real good kelim, strong kelim, there's no problem of stira when you break it, unless you make a new kli through the shvira, because then you have a problem of maka patish with the new kli that you're creating. However, the stimasa Paiskim is the machmer on this, that a strong good keli, it's also to break it, even the way that you're not going to make a new keli, and that's how the machaber paskins. The Shulchan Aruch says, even to make a nekif, to make a small hole, is going to be usser. A nekif, a hole that's met lahachnas lahaitzi, to allow things to come in and out, that's a malach deraisa. And because of that malach deraisa, chazal or geyser, not to make any nekif, even just lahachnas, to allow things in, or just lahaitzi, for things to come out. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Rambam, the example the Rambam gives is in a chicken coop. If you make a hole in order to let the light in, and lehoitzi hevel, that the stale air from the thick air that's in the chicken coop should go out, that's a melacha deraisa, it's malka patish on the losh ta'agolim. However, the neck of just lahachnas, or just lehoitzi, that's going to be aser midrabanan. And we're talking over here, Mishnah Berurah points out, Mishnah Magavram, even the losh ta'agolim is not mechubal karka. There's no problem with bain over here, still there's a problem with maka patish, and then you can have a drabandik exera onto maka patish. Anything in time you do something that's gemar malach, that's finishing a product, is a problem of maka patish. This issue of asiyas nekev, like maka patish, is whether you're making it in a metal keli, in a wooden keli, whether it's in the keli, or certainly if it's in the house. If it's a pesach, lahachnas, lahoitzi, to let things in and out, there is some, it's not lahachnas, lahoitzi, it's lahachnas, or lahoitzi, it's going to be drabanan. Banging a nail into the wall to hang something on it is a problem of makapatish. Making a hole in the floor of the house, nor at the wood rush, you're able to go out from the house that way through the hole, that is a problem of baina. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says that to make a neck of ba'alma in a kli is aser, and even if there's already a neck of there, to widen that hole, to intentionally widen the hole, that's going to be aser. If it's in order to make a b'machta samaitzi b'diraisa, if it's not to make a b'machta samaitzi b'yastam widening the hole, that'll be aser midrabanan. However, the Ramah explains that the Mechaber only holds aser if your kavana was to make that hole. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have a knife that's stuck into a barrel from before Shabbos, that's the way you stored your knife by sticking the blade into a chavis into a barrel. Now you want to take it out on Shabbos, even though if it was never taken out in and out before Shabbos, so now when you take it out on Shabbos, it's going to widen the hole a little bit. The Mechaber holds his mutter because you have no kavana to add on. You know, it's a psik ratio that's going to widen the hole a little bit. Since this neck, if it's not lahachnas lahaitzi, so it's only the shah of Drabanan, the Mechaber holds a psik ratio on Drabanan's mutter. The Ramah now argues, the Ramah says that psik ratio on Drabanan is aser. And therefore, if you not pull the knife out once before Shabbos, it's the first time pulling it out, you get some psik ratio, you're going to widen the hole, it's going to be aser. Mishnah Berurah says the Maskalanas Achrenim, many Achrenim, among the Rama, the Rabba, Gra, and Kvegar, is a psikratious awesome drabbanon, like the Ramak connected the Machaber. However, in this case, the Magadram and the Gra are noted to a Mako, because even if it will be a wall of a house, a wall that's attached to the ground, which is generally more Chamer, it's not Kalim, it's Binyan, still you can make over here because you're not trying to have a hole over here, not trying to widen the hole, it's Malachshin, it's Kulgufa, it's Makalko, it's Klach Yad, just trying to get your knife out. The Oum was noted to a Machmer in it, Pamias over here, by the chavis, or it's not even the kaisel, there's more room to be mekel. Definitely to tzarech gadol, one has the right to be mekel over here, misamach al mechaber. That's the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, sif beis, the mechaber says if you have a nekev in the barrel and the instrument stuffed up, and now you want to reopen it. So if the nekev was lower down, like where the sediments are on the bottom, so then you can be sure that if it was stuffed up well. Otherwise, the whole weight of the wine, the sediments, will make it explode and make the stuffing fall out and everything will leak out. So to reopen it now, to open it now, would be a problem of a siyas pesach, of making a new nekev, because certainly it was stuffed up well, now you're making a whole new nekev. As opposed to, if it's higher up, above the level of where the shmarm of the sediments are in the barrel, so then, not necessarily was it a good steam, a good closing, and since it was once open and it was just closed, you're reopening it, it's mutter to reopen it on Shabbos. It was a big hole. That stuffing was not stuffing, and the reopening is not considered a nekev chalash new hole. So if Gimel the Mechaber says a place where there's once previously a nekev, you can make a new hole now, even with the mekdeach, it's a clear it's used to make holes, because since it's high up on the barrel, we could assume the steamer was not so great, and now it's not considered making a new hole, it's just reopening the old hole. Mechaber brings a shita that's more machmer by a chavish al eitz, a barrel made of wood, as opposed to cheres, because there they were closed up very well, and now it is considered making a new hole when you reopen it And the Mishabura says, for this Shita.